I'm doing great. It's how are you doing today?
Doing good, thanks.
Good, good. Yeah, it's going to be a good day.
Oh, what gives you that? What gives you that indication? Have to ask you.
Well, the sun is shining, and I remember all those years at the mall when we did it there. The mall was wonderful. The folks were great to work with, and it seemed like every year it was sleet. And so, just having sunshine is a great start to the day.
It wouldn't have anything to do with maybe some of the early returns that you're getting here from.
Oh, well, that too. you know, this is our 10th year for Match Day, and it has really evolved. And when COVID hit and we couldn't be at the mall and we came over here, it kind of changed a few things around for us. And one of the things that I knew in my heart of hearts that some of these people were getting their checks and things ahead of time. And yeah. We are very, very careful here, and we are very proud of the fact that we handle money very responsibly here at the foundation. And so rather than having it stuck in somebody's sock drawer at home, I told the groups they could go ahead and bring the money in early. And so we've started collecting checks this year after October 2nd was the earliest that they could bring in checks and cash. And to be honest with you, I cannot believe the number of $1,000 checks that we've gotten. $1,000, $2,000. We've had one for $10,000.
Wow.
We'll only match up to $1,000, but people have been bringing in money, and the last week we couldn't get any work done because we kept having so much money brought in, which is a good problem.
That's a big, big-time good problem, Becky.
Yeah.
So how does that shift the schedule for you then? I mean, if you got your kind of your last-minute prep and you kind of, okay, pause, taking another check, process that, pause, taking another check, how busy was your weekend then getting into today?
Well, usually we have everything all set up on Friday when we leave, since we've been doing it here at the office. Lonnie and I couldn't do that, so we were back in here working all day Saturday. And then I was back in here this morning around 4:45 getting things ready. And we'll have a full day here at the office. People can drive up. There's an alley between Merchant Street and Commercial Street. And people, if they want to, can just drive up, and we'll have volunteers go out and get their checks there if they want to. They can come in and see us. We'll have all kinds of things to eat in here and drink. And it's just going to be one big party in here. And we started accepting donations online. And last year, our donations online, and we only do online on the day of Match Day. Last year, one-third of our donations came in online that day, which just kind of scares me with what we've gotten in already. And it was funny, this morning, Lonnie got a message from someone in Japan. Their email didn't match up with what we had on our website and everybody else's has, but they were in Japan trying to donate this morning.
Oh, really? Wow.
And so Lonnie helped him out, and of course, we'll always help him out when we're taking money. and we're not taking. And when I say that, when we're taking the money, we're taking the money. We've got 35 organizations this year in Match Day. And the Emporia Community Foundation, this was started by Shirley Antis 10 years ago. We have never taken a dime of any of those donations. We do this as our gift to the community. And it's a lot of work and a lot of volunteer hours. And this is from the foundation. The board of directors says we will, you know, that's their instructions. We will do this for the community. So we don't take any percentage, any money at all off from the donations that are coming in. Every dime that comes in for an organization goes directly to that organization.
Well, and this is so significant to the organizations that participate, and certainly they do a nice job in getting out and fundraising and educating the public, you know, on what they do and the services they provide. So really it is a win-win twofold. They're getting organization information out and raising funds, and sometimes saving organizations that could maybe no longer do what they do without Match Day, Becky.
Well, and, you know, one example is the Vernon Buck VFW post. They, their goal 2 years ago when they started was they wanted to raise $2,500 to put, because they put the flags on the graves of the veterans in Lyon County. And they raised, I think, $4,300 that year. And Chuck, you'll remember last year, standing up in front when we were giving out the checks, the veterans stood in the back and they kept waiting, and we went past 5,000 and we went past 10,000 and we went past 15,000, and they raised $17,000 last year. And so it not only allowed them to go ahead and do the flags on the cemeteries, but they've started a essay contest here in the county and with kids, and they're able to sponsor that, and has just brought some new blood into that organization and allowed them to do things that they only dreamed of doing in the past. And that's just one example of the organizations and when they raise the money here. But it's always fun standing in the front when they think they're... Yeah. When they don't know how much they're going to get.
Right. And, you know, one thing we haven't mentioned here, too, is not only the, you know, the groups, 35 basically across the entire KVOE listening area and even beyond it, but you look at the number of matching pool donors this year. Holy cow. I mean, this is the biggest pool by far that you've ever had.
Exactly. Do you mind if I read down the list of who the pool is?
Go ahead.
Okay, the Antis Charitable Family, and that is Shirley and Carl Antis. And Shirley was the one who actually started this match day 10 years ago, and we thank them. The Clint Boyer 79 Fund, the ECF Fund for the Future, that is from the foundation here, we actually contribute to. The Emporia Masonic Lodge number 12, AF and AM, Joyce French is one of the donors this year. And the Gilpin Family Fund, that's Eddie and his wife. The W.S. and E.C. Jones Testamentary Trust, Bank of America, N.A. trustee. Long name, it's the Jones Trust, and they've been in it from almost the beginning. The Laurent Charitable Family Fund, Nick, that's Nick Laurent. The Fred and Paula Neuer Fund. The Preston Family Trust, Mary and Charles Rail over there in Chase County are matching donors this year. The Jane and Bernard Riebel Endowed Fund. Jane always has a ball. She comes here and eats popcorn and has a good time in the afternoon. And, of course, the Trussler Foundation has been in from about the very beginning. One other, last year we had $70,000 total for our matching fund. This year we have $175,000, and part of that is due to a grant we received from the Patterson Family Foundation. They are really concentrating now on the rural communities in Kansas, and they are giving us $70,000 to use in matching funds, and that's what brought us up to the $175,000. And we are so grateful to the Patterson Family Foundation we're grateful for everybody who is a donor, but that $70,000 was really kind of a surprise and a nice gift for our program.
Well, it's a fun day. It's a happy day. A lot of happiness all the way around.
Yes, it is.
And you have until midnight to make your donations. You can stop by the Emporia Community Foundation office, or you can certainly go online. And then the check presentations, we have what, you've earmarked the 28th of this month, Giving Tuesday?
The 28th, and you can come out and see Chuck Samples in a tuxedo. He thanks to Carrie's Rital and Diamonds. They are our sponsors. Chuck and Jeff Williams, our president. I'll be dressed up, too. And our board of directors, it was funny last year, Ken Buckley was wearing a sport coat, and he said he pulled out his funeral sport coat because that's the only time he ever wears it. But we will be giving out the checks. We're going to be starting this year at 10 o'clock because we have so many. And we are so grateful to KVOE. You guys go above and beyond for this program. And Chuck does such a great job. And each of the groups gets to talk. And you'll want to bring some Kleenexes along with you because some of those will make you cry. But every single group gets to tell what they're going to be doing with the money. And all 35 will be out there that day receiving the funds. And so we'll go from 10 until noon.
Yeah, we're looking for a big announcement, too, how much funds were raised. So that's the exciting part of this as well. So.
You got to wait till then for that, though.
Last year was the first year we went over $500,000, and we raised over $501,000 last year. And we'll see for this year.
All right. quickly, one more time, Becky, how can people donate today?
They can stop by our office. They can either drive up in the alley between Merchant and Commercial Street coming in from the south, or they can park and walk into our office, or they can go online to Emporia Match Day. Let me see.
EmporiaMatchDay.com, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been a long morning already.
You've been there since when this morning?
Oh, I was here about 4:45. EmporiaMatchDay.com, yes.
All right. Good deal.
Yes. So, and then at 6 o'clock today, we will be announcing the results of the Growing Up Giving that we had with the students. So, everybody's welcome to come on in.
Awesome. Becky, thanks so much. Best of luck. Can't wait to see what the grand total is going to be on the 28th.
We'll be there. Yeah, at the Flint Hills Mall.
All right. So I know you'll stay busy today. Thanks, Becky.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Yeah,
bye.
Becky Nirenberg, CEO of the Emporia Community Foundation. The morning of Match Day, Chuck.
Oh, boy. It's going to be quite the day down at 527 Commercial. I can guarantee you that. Want to let you know, too, that if you want to be part of our newsmaker spot, 720 here, you can't this week.